On Saturday morning, AP and other news outlets called the 2020 U.S. presidential election for Joe Biden. And in downtown Carbondale on 4th and Main, this was enough to get people of all ages to celebrate. Throughout this impromptu event, cars drove by honking in support while music played and dancing ensued.
I'm happy that we've had a change in power, hopefully peacefully, and I'm now grateful for our democracy and the way that it's worked.
This is Ryan, a senior at Roaring Fork High School and one of the youngest participants in this celebration.
What are you most excited about for a Biden presidency?
I'm excited to have faith in the person that's leading our country and have someone that other countries, as well as our own, can look up to.
Yeah.
And see as presidential.
And Ryan wasn't the only one who expressed relief about the upstanding character of the new president-elect.
What are you most excited about for a Joe Biden presidency?
To have a man who is here for all people. To have a man who acts presidential. To a man who knows our laws and understands our Constitution.
When asked about the most important issues in this election, many of the attendees spoke to climate change and immigration.
But why are you out here today?
I'm just really excited that we're no longer going to have such an inept leader and that we now have opportunity to combat climate change and welcome great, hardworking people to our country, which is, you know, really one of the cultural things this country's founded on.
Gosh, you know, there's so many environmental issues are really important to me. And different social issues, immigration, all kinds of things.
So I'm here because I'm so happy. So I'm black, I'm immigrant, so no more time for Trump, no more time for any, you know, assholes people. That's why I'm so happy.
While the event was mostly centered around positivity, there was some expression of a growing ideological gap between Trump and Biden supporters, and how difficult it is now for people to understand each other across party lines.
I know a lot of Trump supporters, including family members, who just took this to a whole nother level. I can't understand how human beings could back such a man who is so condescending and mean and cruel to women. Like, I can't understand the women's vote who voted for Trump at all.
Yeah.
I have really mixed feelings. I'm really excited to be able to move forward in a more positive direction. I'm hopeful that we'll get enough senators to be able to actually take some actions. I'm a little sad that so many people aren't able to see through the lies and the corruption and still cast their vote for Trump, and I find that pretty puzzling.
But when asked how people felt today, the optimism was overwhelming.
I personally, I'm really excited about the idea that we are going to invest in our economy in ways that really help us to move away from fossil fuels, use renewable energy, do a lot of efficiency measures in our buildings, and not only will that, you know, help people, it'll help the climate, and I think we need to pay particular attention to helping people who maybe can't afford to pay their energy bills, and this is a really great way to help elevate them in our economy.
I'm just overwhelmed. It's just been pent up anxiety for days, and you know, I was just really nervous, and we needed this, you know. We needed this bad.
Can you describe some of your feelings right now?
I feel stress lifted. I mean, I'm not able to vote in this election, but I mean, the things that were on the table, like policies and issues, are going to affect me. And it's relieving to now, have a trust in where our country's going to go. And so I feel relieved and happy.
The country has shown that we are not going to put up with the hate and the division that has plagued us the last 4 years, and that we are here to say we're coming together, we're taking back the American flag, we don't want to be scared of it, and we want to move forward, and that includes everyone.
For KDNK News, I'm Hallie Zander.